When the railroad was invented, travel was revolutionized. When planes were invented, people did more of that. Greg went to London, and I'm here to ask him about his trip.
Gonna ask him why the hell he chose London.
Drop in some music here about like Britain, British music.
I'm gonna play the national
that song right there. You gotta drop that in.
I'll drop the national anthem in, and it's
America's national anthem.
No, the British national anthem.
Oh, say,
which I think is London Bridge by Fergie, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Oh God, I hate that song.
How come every time
then you hate my London bridge, when I go down like London.
Anyways,
rolling.
I think she's making a naughty joke.
No, I'm not.
Ms. Fergie? No, Fergie is, not you.
Well, she is quite fergalicious. We know this.
She's fergalicious.
That's true.
This her is body just straight vicious.
she stays up in the gym working on her fitness.
She stays up in the gym. Mm-hmm. Working on her fitness.
Greg.
Hey. Hello. Hey, Zoe. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Welcome to the show. That's Zoe. That's Abby. I'm Village Idiots. I'm Greg. You're Village Idiots. It's called Z. It's got a Z because of Zoe. Liz is here. She's the mayor's daughter, but she wants to be so much more.
Yes. Oh, we're legally obligated to mention that every single episode.
The mayor?
He needs to sponsor us.
And his little hat with his...
He has many hats. He has many costumes.
What? He has many, many hats, but I like his top hat the
silly
best.
Silly fellow. Yeah.
Okay, Greg.
Like mayors do.
Now that we got that introduction out of the way, now that we got the scripted part out of the way.
That was all scripted.
No, you missed the script. You missed the rehearsal we had earlier. Came in late.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
How long were you in London?
I was in London for 12 days and exhausted.
That's a good bit of time to be in that environment.
I've never gone out of the country for that long and I'm just tired. So if I fall asleep in the middle of this podcast, it's not your fault.
Well, this is an interrogation. So
okay, bring your questions on now. Go.
Okay.
Have you been to London?
I have not. No.
Okay. Liz, Abby, have you been to London?
It's just another, judging from afar.
It's another town in another country, and it takes a long time to get there, and it's exhausting.
Okay.
Yes. It takes a long time to get there because
to eat war rations while you're there.
And I've never been there before, but I've been to Paris. Have you been to Paris?
Nope. I have.
What did you think of Paris?
I thought it was okay. Dirty. I was a mime at the time. I was on the streets.
And on the corner, right?
On the corner.
Different corner.
But different line of work because I was a mime. Mm-hmm. And but I was the world's first talking mime.
You would be.
Ironically. You went the other way.
All I did
all
was
the
talk.
Other mimes are quiet and she went the other way.
But I'm here to talk about London this eve. And
so we went to London, England.
I thought you went to London, Ohio this whole time.
No, I went to Paris, Ohio. Paris, Texas.
Oh, there is a Paris, Ohio.
There's a Russian Texas.
There's a song by Lana Del Rey called Paris, Texas.
Is that a real place?
Shout out Lana.
Lana, sponsor us. Lana,
doesn't she have a Camaro song about Camaros?
No, it's a Mustang. White Mustang. Should have been a Camaro.
White Mustang.
So, what was your favorite part of the trip?
I went to London. Coming home, probably.
You could at least try to make this easy.
Get back to the greatest country on earth.
I really enjoyed lots of things in London.
Was the food one of them? Because I know it wasn't.
Oh! Hey,
got him.
So one night we had Thai food.
Okay.
They have Thai in London?
The takeaway in London is brilliant. It is.
We'd had Thai food and it was so good.
The Thai tannic.
Thai. Thai.
That was crazy.
And then one night we had Japanese.
Was it actually Japanese?
And it was so good.
Okay.
So
did you have Indian?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't like Indian food.
Why?
fucking hate it here.
Zoe's flabbers are gasted right now.
She's never had Indian food.
My jimmies are rustled.
I've had curry.
Curry's good. You've had curry? No, you haven't. You've never had any spicy food in your life. You told me that.
So we all make you curry. I know a real good curry recipe.
Please do. I love spicy food.
I like a good red curry. Oh,
I am a white woman, but I will make a curry.
So one morning we had the English breakfast.
Oh no!
So what's in the English breakfast?
Okay,
so this is a guessing game.
I know this.
So we're gonna go around the room and
squibbles and bits.
And I'm gonna point at you. No, that's bangers and mash. That's something else. I'm gonna point at you.
That's a banger in the mouth.
That was the dumbest joke ever. No, it was in a it was in a TV show.
And it's an Arrested Development.
Oh yeah,
I'm so sorry. Yeah, right. We were in the colony.
I hit my cranium against the mic.
You
I'm
know
sorry.
When Mrs.
What is in an English breakfast? I'll point at you first because
blood
you said,
sausage.
No, this wasn't. We didn't have blood sausage.
Beans on toast with the ketchup sauce.
There was beans, which
tomatoes.
It's pork and beans. Yeah. Beans.
Maybe
and
I'm thinking of an Irish breakfast.
They were really good. I was very happy with them. Guess next item.
Whole slices of tomatoes.
There was a half of a tomato, like you know when you cook a tomato and it's browned on top? It was half a tomato. Yeah, and it was really good.
Yeah. For breakfast.
Egg that's not cooked.
It was, okay, so they call them bowl eggs.
I'm sure they call them something, but they're not cooked.
And it's an egg that's like...
And it's in the little cooked, thing, yeah.
But it had shriveled up and made like a cup.
That just means you didn't have a fresh egg.
And then the inside was like not runny. It was like thick, but it was still like a yolk. It was actually not, I don't like runny eggs, and it was not bad. What else was in the English breakfast? Go.
Oh, the mushroom.
Yes.
I see, I know things.
Yes, we had mushrooms, like four or five little like sautéed mushrooms. What else? Ooh. You're missing all the good stuff.
Bread.
Bread.
Ham.
Ham. And what's the last thing?
I'm guessing tea.
Fish and chips.
Hello, governor.
Biscuit. Crumpet.
No.
Lord.
It had a hash brown in it. Like you get at Arby's. And then it had bacon. And it was good. No, it was weird. It was weird but fun to try something that's completely new.
I don't
new.
Think
I've
I
want to
eat a mushroom at 6:30 a.m.
I didn't think
sharp.
So either. And it was really good.
Greg, have you ever been to The Last Queen? It's a restaurant in, I think it's Enon.
Is this a joke?
Oh, no. No, it's an English place.
Oh, I want
really?
My dad likes it. Yeah, they have English food.
We should do a food review.
We should all go there.
We should.
I'm buying.
I'm going to throw up.
Let's do it.
But the food, I didn't have a lot of English food. Like the croissants were really good.
Croissant.
And the coffee was so good.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
And it was all espresso shots. Like you couldn't get a cup of coffee. Like they didn't do cups of coffee. It was just espresso shots with milk.
That's why.
What's an Americano?
It's water and coffee shots.
Hot water and coffee shots.
Because Terry told me this back at Grounds. Because the Americans
couldn't
when they
take
came
this
over,
coffee because it was too
no they wanted it bigger and they were like
oh like
okay we're
they
just
wanted
gonna
a cup of coffee so they just took two shots of espresso
but the Brits want that good like acidic espresso right to the teeth to keep them nice and yellow.
They got a lot of problems
get
with
that
teeth,
London but. Look
anyway I had a blast
London
in London
look.
It was great
good. Get the London, yeah. London get look. The London look and it's losing half your
I got
teeth.
To ride on the
well,
on the underground
oh was that
well,
fun
well at least we can go to school without getting shot
in mathematics yeah
in mathematics yeah
this is the episode where we hate
what
on,
episode what is
everyone.
That what is that show.
Hmm? That's just Great Britain, Mama.
I think that was just us.
That's just it.
Yeah.
See, I assumed when you made a joke about not getting shot, that's from some actual comedy.
No.
But it was our original comedy.
I don't know.
That's
sort of.
Good stuff.
I don't think I've ever said anything original, honestly.
I did. We went and rode around on the underground, and it was fun.
That sounds
good. You get a little card, and you go, and it's like a metro.
On the subway?
On the tube.
The tube?
Yes,
you got
it was
to
quite
see
good.
Tom Hiddleston. Hello.
Ooh.
Yes. So we saw a play when we were there, all Much Ado About Nothing. And had Tom Hiddleston in it, who plays Loki.
Mm-hmm.
And it had
gorgeous man.
It had Hayley Atwell in it.
You can hit all my stun.
And it had Hayley Atwell in it, and she plays Peggy Carter.
My well.
Oh, yeah.
And it was great. Yeah, they did a great job with that. And
I'm sure they did, yeah.
We splurged, and we got box seats. So we had our own, like, private box. And it had like a bottle of
champagne. Pause for something.
We had a bottle of champagne and we had like snacks. And it was so cool because you could get up and stand in your like box and while the play was on and like everybody else was seated.
Yeah.
And we could get up and like walk around.
I'd like to stand in your box.
Oh. And we had a we had a guy who was like our waiter. It was very cool. And he's
a butler. That's really cool. A butler is what they call
him.
I'm
like,
there.
Can I get it? I want to go get a Coke. And he's like, oh, I'll get it for you.
Coca-Cola.
They actually sound like
we call them Cokie Fizzies here in the UK.
They do sound like that. It was good. And it was fun. A lot of fun. I went to the Tower of London.
Oh.
where many people were murdered.
Oh, okay.
Right.
And they had like a beef eater guy walk us around and like point at all the stuff. And he's like, people got hung over there and people got set on fire over there. And that's where the lady got beheaded. And he's like pointing at the ground. And he's like, that's where the lady got beheaded. And
that's
I'm like,
beautiful history.
Yeah, it was kind of scary.
Wasn't it Britain area that when one of the Star Wars movies came out, they were still beheading people there?
Oh, I don't know. Were they?
I think so.
That would be exciting.
Don't fact check me because I'm probably wrong.
Don't even do it.
I'm pretty sure. I think guillotine beheadings lasted way longer. Yeah, I think than that that's what it was.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Guillotines?
Yeah. Mm. And then we went to Buckingham Palace.
Okay.
And
did you see the Queen?
No. She's dead.
No. What? It was 1977.
Really?
Was the last? It was in France.
So you were alive when someone got beheaded. France.
I was. Thanks for us. Thanks for noting again how old I am.
I was just taking a stab at it.
Yeah.
Oh, and like they took a stab at his neck.
Yeah, that comment cuts both ways.
Until it was no longer there.
Well,
Star Wars came out
sword.
May 25th, 1977.
See,
so yeah, technically
right.
You're accurate.
Let's
yeah.
go.
But
me when I know one fact.
You should have gone to the Tower of London. It was fun.
Well, next time invite me.
Okay, I will. And Buckingham Palace was fun.
I'm going to be gone soon.
Where are you? Well, we're all going to be gone soon.
Abby announced that she has weeks to live.
Do you want to ruin my London episode?
It's April 27th. My death date's April 27th. You're all invited to come.
Yay.
Well, we were talking about my trip to London, but now you have a terminal disease. What is it?
Thanks for making it about you.
Yeah.
Craig's like, everything's always about you. I got one episode.
Turn it around and make it about Abby.
Well, I'll...
Where are you going?
Myrtle Beach.
They have castles there?
No. I'm just going to look longingly across the ocean and be like, Greg was over there.
Oh, I was over there.
Across the pond.
Hello, Governor.
Across the pond.
Then we went to Warner Brothers and saw all the Harry Potter stuff, which took like 5 hours.
Yeah.
You have to get on the underground and then you have to take
on the tram.
Yeah, you take a train all the way out there, and then you get on a bus that looks like a night bus, and you drive around, and they drop you off right in front. Anyway, it was like 4 hours of walking around.
Did you go to Hogwarts?
Yeah. We went where they shot it. So they had the big Great Hall that they used.
Is Hogwarts real?
That part was, yeah.
The Great Hall?
Yeah. That's cool. Went through it. It's pretty awesome.
Did you see Nearly Headless Nick?
Yes. Saw him.
Did you see Moaning Myrtle?
Nope.
Yes, I love her.
Nope, she's dead.
She's me.
But yeah, saw all the costumes, saw all the sets, saw all the special effects. It was neat. Yeah, I liked it a lot.
I need to watch the rest of the Harry Potter movies.
It makes me want to watch more of them. And
we saw
Parliament and Big Ben and Westminster Abbey, like the big church with where all the dead people are. That was cool.
Okay. Interesting.
And the chair that they sit in when they get coronated to become the king or queen. There's a special chair.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah. And under the chair is a big stone. No, they're not. You're not allowed. But there's a special stone that the chair's built on top of. It's
magic.
I don't know anything about it.
English magic chair.
Like Sword in the Stone.
Is that where you get your accent
from? Hello, Governor. Yeah, no. It was a fun trip. It was exhausting, though.
Yeah, that sounds like
a lot of walking. 10,000 step days over and over.
Blimey.
It was good. And but I was not impressed with the English food. I did have fish and chips. It was good.
Did you have Spud Bros?
I don't know what that was.
Those are the guys that had the potatoes that you get tuna on. Tuna and beans on your tail.
What about
rice? I don't like tuna and I don't like potatoes.
Right? Yeah, they got so bent that someone didn't like their food. I don't like potatoes either.
What the freaking heck is wrong with
potatoes? Potatoes are just like filler.
Dolly Parton once said, every diet I've ever cheated on has been because of a potato.
Yeah.
She said that she is a great woman, not was.
Love her.
I love Dolly Parton.
Mwah. Jinx.
Did you have marmalade like in Paddington Bear?
Listen, no, I love marmalade.
But that reminds me, we went to the British Museum.
You saw Paddington Bear?
And saw all the old stuff, right? They have all these things from all over the world. And we had high tea.
All over the world that they stole.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Right. There was a. I saw a thing on that, and most of the stuff that's at the British Museum is from England. Was there quite a bit of it has been taken from it's other places.
Stolen, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Quite a bit. Yes.
Like spices.
And we're going to go back in time
actually
to the first Thanksgiving to get turkeys off the menu. Now, I guess what I wanted to ask was...
They actually addressed that at the museum, several places, where, like, this is stuff that's from Iran. They made it very clear that it's from Iran, and it's like, 200 years ago. And at the time, it was appropriate, and now it's not. Like, they
covered
we acknowledge that,
but we're not giving it back. And we acknowledge that, but we like you to still
It's ours now.
There was one thing from Iraq, and they're like, we currently are in negotiations about to return.
Oh, they're holding it for ransom.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, that's a beautiful thing. Just give it back. There's no discussion necessary.
We don't want to.
We like it.
But that country doesn't.
We're all going to get banned.
All of our British viewers are going to hate this video. Bleep that.
No, I thought it was interesting, though, that they covered that stuff. Because that's the first thing I thought is there anything left in Egypt? Because it's all mummies and sarcophagi. There's a Sphinx there. No, there's a Sphinx there. But there's like, there's this one room you go in, and there's like 15 mummies. And I literally, the first thing I thought is, are there any mummies left in Egypt?
Do you want to hear a fun fact about mummies?
Do you want to build a snowman?
I want to hear a fun fact about mummies.
Thank you, Liz. This is why I brought Liz.
Oh, how they like.
Okay. So
I'm not going to say it.
Tell me about it.
The reason there are so few mummies now in museums.
Because they're all in the British Museum.
Yeah. No. It's because Victorian. In the Victorian times,
Richies.
They thought that eating mummies would give you the
That's
health benefits.
Disgusting.
That's why there's so few left, is because the rich people ground up mummies and ate them. And you can fact check me on this. This is very true.
I'm going to have my people do that. Travis, fact check that.
Travis,
go.
Get us 12 mummies right now.
Yeah, Travis, and some ketchup.
Bring us a mummy to sample.
I have some much knowledge about Egyptian. I was that type
really?
Of
really were you the Egyptian kid?
Ancient Egypt
you're the
kid.
That's what I'm saying. You're either a Greek mythology
were you the mummy
kid,
or mummy
Titanic kid,
I was
kid.
Greek mythology, and then
Greek mythology
for
kid.
A hot minute I had this pop-up book of Egyptian facts, and I got really into it.
I tell you what, Anubis, like mummification and whatnot.
Yes, dude.
And the stick with the hook on it.
Yes,
it
gets to the point.
Right
up the schnoz.
What schnoz?
To get your brain out.
Scrape your thoughts out.
It gets me upset in movies when they portray like
they
the gods wrong. Like with, what was it that I was watching? They portrayed Set as the god of death, and he's not. He's the god of war.
Yeah.
And that Anubis is obviously like, hello.
Everybody knows that.
But and you it was don't like do really the basic research. How do you write a story and not do the basic research?
It was the new mummy movie with Tom Cruise.
Oh.
Like the really new one.
And they got it wrong.
And they kept saying Set, and it was making me upset.
Oh,
so
good.
I was so irate. I was like, you need to quit. Oh man, I'm gonna sue him. Watch out, Tom Cruise.
It's funny
the entire
you brought,
nation of Egypt should sue.
It's
Tom
funny
Cruise.
You brought that up, Liz, because that was like front and center. Like I thought they were gonna sweep that all under the rug, and I'm like, no, they were like,
we stole it. Yeah, we freaking took it.
Yeah, and they're like, come get it. You know, go ahead.
I don't think they were like that. They were like, you can ask, but we're going to say no.
And we're going to say no.
You cannot have it anymore.
Sacrifice your firstborns and we'll give it back, maybe.
But it is overwhelming when you're there how much stuff is like, okay, so they just went in.
Yeah.
And like, and then some of the displays are like, the British Museum arranged for the purchase of blah, 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 blah. And then some of this stuff was seized by the British military and then they donated it to us. And I'm like, oh.
Canceled.
Well, they're
cancel all British people.
But they're covering it. British I think it's
no.
neat.
No, canceled. I'm just kidding.
I thought it was interesting.
It is interesting.
It, high tea was tea, which I don't like tea. You like tea?
Okay.
I like tea.
I love tea.
I'm not a tea fan.
I love a spotty tea.
Spotty
tea.
Gray.
Only like sleepy time tea with
a spot
honey.
Spotty tea.
Real.
Yeah.
It had a big bucket of tea.
Chai.
What do they call it? A pot. Big pot of tea.
Yummy.
It was
chai.
Breakfast something.
English breakfast tea.
Oy, oh, that good. One.
Yeah.
And then
it's black tea in it
came in, and they had three like plates on this like thing that you carry around with three plates.
Oh. Oh, yeah, with all the little crumpets and
so the
and
middle
kebabs.
One was four big scones on it with strawberry jam and clotted cream.
Oh, that sounds good. Finger sandwiches.
What is clotted cream? Because it tasted like
clotted.
creme fraiche. Have you ever had creme fraiche? That's what it tasted like.
I'm thinking about cheese curds right now.
It's like a sweet, creamy butter, like a really creamy butter.
I guess I'm thinking of cream cheese, which I like on bagels.
It was like that consistency, but it wasn't sour. I don't like cream cheese because it's sour. But then under that was a plate.
You have a lot of opinions I don't agree with, Greg.
I do. Under that was a plate of finger sandwiches with a crust cut
with real fingers?
It was so good.
Lady fingers.
Oh, listen, lady fingers are busting.
These sandwiches were good. They had a pork one, a chicken one, and then like an egg and mayonnaise one, and then one.
A hollandaise.
It was good.
Sauce.
But the one with the curry chicken.
Okay. Yeah.
And then the top plate was all desserts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've actually done like a high tea, but that was in Missouri. Mm. But they had like this giant like, I don't know. It was a building that's supposed to be like, it was basically a set of a TV show, essentially. And you could go and have high tea. And then sometimes they play like a giant Clue game in real life there.
That sounds
so fun.
And have
high tea and stuff. Yeah. It
a
was like
a mystery.
Yeah, literally. Oh, yeah. God, and everybody would dress up fully and you'd have to have the accent. You'd have to have
Can
your character
Clue?
Down.
We should play Clue sometime.
Please.
It was really cool.
I went to like a high tea, like fancy place with Rachel.
Yeah.
And so they like, we picked out our tea and everything. They brought us like our tiers of, you know, the
tiers of all the people that they stole things from.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Sandwiches
all of the delicious pastries and stuff. But what made it really fun is we'd done a bunch of Fireball in the car.
Yes.
Allegedly.
Shots. This is hypothetical. And then
Not old enough to drink.
Yes, I am. And then we went into this high tea place, and I was trying so hard not to laugh.
Give me six of those and four of those.
I'm just shoving brownies in my mouth, but I'm in like a really nice dress.
You got any more scones?
I was not like that.
Where was this place?
It was.
Can we go? Can we please?
We should all dress up.
It was really fun.
You got any more scones?
I want to have a tea party.
Have you tried a Jemmy Dodger?
Jemmy Dodger.
I just got some at Jangle Jangies.
What's a Jangle Jangie?
Jungle Gems.
Oh, Jungle Gems.
Jemmy Dodger.
What's a Jemmy Dodger?
It's like these little like biscuits, right?
Columbus.
And they're like shortbread biscuits with jelly in the middle.
Okay, maybe one of you three knows the answer to this question, because I don't know the answer to this question. But I would honestly like to know. The bread tastes different in Europe. Why?
Less sugar.
Because ours is processed and weird.
Is it that?
Because
is it GMO?
They've got stricter regulations on the processing of food and the things that can be added to it. And America has next to no regulations.
Right. So the bread here has like GMO and it's all processed and it's all. It just tasted. We got a croissant.
Like croissant. Real
thing. Sam knows I don't like bread stuff.
Yeah.
And like she's like, I'm going to get
again,
a chocolate.
Another opinion I don't agree with.
Well, no, because I changed my mind. She likes chocolate croissants and all this kind of stuff. And she's like, I got you something at the thing. And I'm like, pass. And it looked like a cinnamon roll, right? Oh. So you're like, okay, I know what a cinnamon roll tastes like. So
I know.
I hate cinnamon rolls.
You do.
I'm sorry. Dear God.
And you know them because you've bought them for yourself.
These people.
Mm-hmm. And other people have bought them for you.
Yeah, I guess that's really true.
And watched you eat them.
Yes, and watched you eat them.
Anyway, from afar with binoculars.
She's having more flashbacks.
Take me out of this world.
She's thinking about it in such a happy
get
fashion.
The hair dryer.
She looks forlorn.
Anyway, I had this
anymore.
Cinnamon roll, and it had
I don't really want to be around anymore. Sorry, Greg.
It had these big things of chocolate that ran through it, but the bread itself tasted different. Like a cinnamon roll you get at Jim's Donuts versus this is like night and day.
I
do like Jim's Donuts.
You
know what?
I'm going there tonight.
I want to try European bread.
But the bread, is it the bread? The bread just tastes better.
Yes, I've heard that. People say that. Well, hello. I've heard people say that before. It's the only thing that they're doing right over there. British people aren't real. Can I get a round of amens for that?
Amen.
Well, who brought me my food at the British place?
Ghosts. Figments of your imagination.
They're living in the walls.
They're living in the walls.
Oh,
you can't be real and sound like that. Hear me out.
They're living in the chocolate walls. Biscuit.
That's not real.
Oh, my God.
Okay, have any of you seen Presence, the new Soderbergh movie?
No. Mm-mm.
Don't watch it. I'm going to watch it with you.
Okay.
Don't watch it. It's an official request.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Don't watch it.
I won't.
Anyway, the food was quite good, and the Japanese food was good, and we had to get to the Jack the Ripper tour.
Yes. Yeah.
We went on the Jack the Ripper tour.
That's so cool.
And I I'm weird about this kind of stuff. I want to get there early so I know where I'm at. Right? Like, yeah. When I go to the airport, I go to the gate first.
Yeah, that's
because I want to know what we're doing, and then I go wander around.
I'm also way too early.
Yeah, we went to the Jack the Ripper tour, and we had to be there.
Disagree.
We had to be there at a certain time, so we got there an hour early, and we're like, okay, now we know where we're going. It's in Whitechapel.
Okay.
It's in the creepy part of London.
Oh, was this the original Jack the Ripper or the 70s
Jack the Ripper? No, Jack the Ripper tour. Oh, okay. Like, so we went to where it all happened. Like, literally, people were, like, murdered. And Zoe can't
dying.
Zoe thinks that's funny.
It's her time.
Zoe thinks it's good when women are murdered.
It went down the wrong pipe.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
Bye, everyone. The podcast is over.
She's passing away.
Are you okay?
No.
Somebody hit her on the back really hard. Go.
Thank you.
That's not her back.
Thanks.
Hello.
They don't know that. Leg.
That's not her back. Hello.
I can't reach her back. It's over there.
Oh, are you calling me fat?
No.
So we got to the place early, and then we're like, we have an hour to kill. We need to eat. And we went, and there was a...
Sorry.
There was a Japanese restaurant there, and it was really, really good.
Okay.
So when she hears
cut
about Japanese restaurants,
she's excited.
We're thinking about Maroon 5 right
now.
We're
thinking about Maroon 5.
You know what I'm thinking about? The fact that I'm getting ice cream after
I'm thinking about yakisoba right now.
Oh.
We're talking about Japanese food.
Yeah. I had the bulgogi or bilbogi or bilbogi or bilgogi or bilgagi or Bill Hader.
Bill Gates.
Censor that.
It's Bilbo Baggins?
Bilbo Baggins. I had the Bilbo Baggins. It was so good.
Bill Hader.
Second breakfast.
And then we went on the Jack the Ripper tour, and they literally walk you around and point at the ground, and they're like, that's where the lady got her intestines ripped out.
It'd be like that,
It was crazy.
Cool. Recreate it.
That's really
cool. No, that's okay. Don't. No, but it was weird.
I love
because
a ghost tour.
Like, we're like at the...
Was the energy weird?
Murder location, and you're like, okay, this is creepy. You can tell it's like dark. Like, even before you get to the location, you're like, this place feels weird, you know?
Yeah.
You could like then, totally picture a body there.
And then like half, like 100 yards down the road, there's a whole big group of people.
Yeah.
Standing around.
Huh.
And then you're like, and then the guy's like, okay, and she was murdered right here. And she fell down right there, and her hand was over there, and then the people found her, and then that window right there is the lady saw the murderer and, like, yelled, and then the police came. Like, and you're like, okay, it's right there.
Yeah.
So like, you're looking on the ground.
And you know that
for, like, the stains, because you're just like, oh, my God, this is crazy. I cannot believe this happened here. And then the group that's ahead of you moves off, and then that, and then our group moves to the next group. So, anyway, there were, like, 15... Jack the Ripper tours going on all at the same time, and we're just all like,
oh wow.
Do you go in the catacombs?
No.
Okay. Well,
that sounds scary.
You failed your mission.
I want to go in the French catacombs.
You told me to go there. As below.
That's
a good movie.
That is a good movie.
That's a good movie.
Zoe, you're watching that movie.
Have you seen that?
We're making you watch that. It's scary.
Don't watch it. Wait until we can record it.
Is it a scary movie?
Yep. Very scary.
It was good though. I liked that a lot.
It's really, really good.
Yeah. But
it frightened me.
The Jack the Ripper tour was good. It was
good.
Fun.
Yeah, that sounds really fun.
Yeah.
Anything else exciting?
Now I have to watch that movie From Hell. I hate that movie. I've seen it like twice and I can't stand that movie. But now I have to watch it again.
Yes, you do.
From Hell? Is that what it's called?
Jack the Ripper. It's the most disgusting movie I've ever seen in my life.
Is it?
It was worse than The Substance.
Disgusting, like gory?
But when we went on the tour, the guy's talking about all the stuff that happened.
Yeah.
And he showed us pictures.
Oh.
Of crime scene stuff.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's why that movie was so gross, because they recreated it as it happened. Wow. And you're like, that's why it's gross. Like, and that that is gross. That is gross for a reason. Not The Substance is gross because it's funny.
Just because,
and it's fiction.
But Jack the Ripper is to point, like, to prove a point. Like, this was
and
awful.
To also remind people that this is horrific.
Yeah.
And that's gross, and that's why it's gross. Because it was actual grossness. It's not like, let's be funny about it and make it cute. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I good.
Can I share an unpopular opinion?
Yes.
You're a fan of Jack the Ripper?
I love gory movies.
Well, that's fair.
I like blood.
Zoe
and guts
is like
and
absolutely
splish,
not.
Splash, hacking.
Art
you know, Terrifier.
Fan.
Yes.
I knew it.
Art the Clown.
You should watch From Hell. You would probably like that.
I will.
Because it's real. It's something that actually
I think that Jack the Ripper was a girl. I'm on board with that theory.
Period.
I don't know.
I'm on board with that theory.
Psychologically, I don't know. It seems like somebody who was a male who hated his mom. That would be the thing I would think.
Yeah, it's either that.
It was only sex workers. Women that
wasn't
were
it just
right, but it could be a daughter mad at workers. Their mom.
Yeah, but
if she was in said trade,
there was no she was sexual, not a girl's girl. Like though. What do they call
it? Right, and that's what I mean.
No,
that's why I think it could be a woman because it could be maybe her mom was in the trade.
I learned that on the tour. I didn't know that there was no sexual trauma.
No, I mean,
there was horrible trauma, right. But none of it. There was no sexual.
Really,
that's why I think it was a woman.
I always thought that there was that was just like
that's the assumption
you would assume.
Yeah, you would. You would assume that. So the fact that there isn't tells you something about that person.
Just because they were okay. Just because I knew they were sex workers.
I mean, you stab somebody in a particular part of their body 39 times, then that says lots about the person that's doing the killing.
That's overkill at that point.
Yeah, and it's psychological.
Wasn't he a doctor or a medical professional?
There were a bunch of suspects, but they've never proven
who
they'd
have
was.
No idea.
But there's a couple lately. There was a new suspect in 2022 that they think is.
Who's Jack the Ripper?
And they added another Jack the Ripper victim after that because they thought. What? That it was a test one.
There was a string of killings, I think, in like the 70s. I think it was in Whitechapel.
Really?
Yes, of prostitutes. It was at like a copycat thing.
I don't doubt that. I don't copycats.
There's nothing original.
It's a big, I kind of sweat. Yeah.
But I found out also there were other murders in Whitechapel that weren't by this guy or whoever. And they thought there were people taking advantage of the situation and killing people that they wanted to kill anyway, and they made it look like it was
since
this.
Since we're killing people,
since we're about this,
but they didn't have the same
MO
aspects of the killing. So they're like,
I've seen Criminal Minds.
I heard that they thought that it was done by medical tools because the cuts were so clean.
That's exactly same with the Black Dahlia.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the surgery, the surgical. Precision aspect of it made people think that it was a doctor, but the other suspect this guy was talking about was a hairdresser guy.
Yeah,
and
Sweeney Todd
at the time.
The Demon Barber.
I'm reading
Fleet
that
Street?
Right now.
At the time, the hairdressers were also barbers, and barbers at the time did dentistry and they did minor surgeries. So
bloodletting. Yeah.
Yeah, and bloodletting and that kind of thing. So if you were a barber at the time, you had enough knowledge, physical knowledge of the body.
Of all trades?
Yeah.
The real.
Wouldn't that be weird? But no, I had a great time in London and it was fun.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Thanks everybody for joining us.
Thank you.
That was exciting. Yes. I enjoyed that. We'll have to do more travel stories when you guys go places. I want to hear about it.
I've got two things. Much.
Where have you been? Any place fun?
I've just been to Niagara Falls.
That's fun.
Oh, wow. That is fun.
I mean, yeah.
Did you get married?
No, I didn't get married, but
did
I went.
Divorced?
Yeah, actually. I did get divorced.
Did you jump in the water? In a barrel? Did you go in a barrel?
It was too cold.
Where's the most interesting place you've been?
The most interesting place I've been?
Columbia, Missouri.
Hey!
I don't know. I love Columbia. I haven't been in a lot of interesting places. Probably Chicago.
Oh, I love Chicago.
Nice. Zoe, where have you been? It's fun. Besides Florida.
Tennessee.
Besides Tennessee.
You're the only 10 I see.
Oh.
Wow, wow.
Mama.
Colorado.
Colorado's pretty cool.
South Dakota.
Colorado's cool.
Nobody's ever said South Dakota when they asked that question.
But Buffalo.
Sorry to Buffalo. Everyone listening.
Buffalo.
No, because we went on a wildlife tour, park where you can drive through.
In Buffalo?
Ooh.
And, and there were bears and stuff. Mm-hmm. And my dad just left the door open with the bears and stuff. Cause
love it.
And you're not allowed to do that. And then a ranger, he drove up to us on a little.
He said, hey, what the hell is you doing?
Close your door.
Are you choosing the bear?
On
right
a go kart. Or no, it wasn't a go kart.
What are you from Dayton?
On
close the door.
A four wheeler.
How dumb are you?
I'm your four wheeler's no match for our van. We're keeping the door open and we're seeing these bears.
Mm. Oh boy.
Smelling the bears, touching the bears.
And I guess.
What could go wrong?
Greg knows about that.
If not friend, why friend shape?
Real. And I live by that.
I used your Grindr account for that, so that's not going to come back on me. Abby, where's the most interesting place you've been?
The Grand Tetons.
Grand Tetons. That's French for a word you can't say.
Yes, it is. Oh. Did you know that? Grand Tetons.
I that
And it's not Brett.
I'm lost.
It's the slang term.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I see.
Which is funny if you think about it. Because now it's an official title.
It is, yeah.
Did you go to Yale?
Were there Tetons in this place?
Sometimes. Only on occasion.
Why was it called that?
Because they were grand and they were
The mountains look like that.
Yeah. They have
Twin Peaks. It's like when you go to Twin Peaks.
There's a natural curvature.
Yeah, yeah. And there's two of them and they're pointy. Yeah,
a woman's curve.
Yeah, for sure. Did you go to Yellowstone while you were there?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It smelled like sulfur.
Yeah, everything smells weird.
Yeah. I got a mouse skull from one of the hot springs.
Cool.
A buffalo rib bone.
Nice.
Allegedly.
It's not Logan Rogers' bone, but it's still pretty cool.
It's still pretty cool. It's not. It's not.
Vegas is nice. I like Vegas.
Yeah, I went to Vegas. I was too young to do anything, though. So.
Mm. Boo. Yeah. Kiss.
Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us on this episode where we talked about London, sort of.
Sometimes.
Mostly.
Loosely.
And if you want to read more about it, I'm actually going to do a series of articles in the Tippecanoe Gazette about my travels to London.
Oh, fun.
And now it's pouring outside.
All right. That means I'm out.
That's exciting. So that's Abby.
It's just like London.
It's just like London.
It's like we're there.
London.
All right.
Hello, Governor.
That's my cue.
Tune in next time
for more hijinks.
We need to watch Sweeney Todd.
I am not a fan of that movie.
Why? Yeah.
So, roll the credits.
Because it's got Helena Bonham Carter in it. I can't stand her.
Yeah. Roll the credits. Oh my God. It's okay.
I can't stand her.
And the thing.
She's the worst.
You're the worst.
I can't stand her. She's the only reason I don't like Harry Potter.
Why?
She ruins Harry Potter.
What do you have
in you know who I think ruined Harry Potter?
Uh-oh.
J.K. Rowling.
Roll credits.
J.K. Rowling ruined Harry Potter.
Hello, Governor.
I'm sorry to our English viewers.
Hello.
Thanks
for joining us on the Village Idiots podcast. Tune in later.
Tuna.